Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. As always, my podcast is sponsored by two wonderful sponsors. The first is Creative Technology and Innovation, a company founded many years ago to support the Society of Dead Teachers, and in particular, Kindle the Flame, the magazine the Society produced. With the retirement of the Society of Dead Teachers, CT and I began supporting me as a writer. So I've got an affinity for the company. I also own the company, so I guess it's more than an affinity, right? I guess it's a direct relationship. Anyway, Creative Technology and Innovation. The other sponsor is Denny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone and you think this person is too good to be true. They can't be this nice. They can't be this good of a person. And you hang out with them a little bit and you realize, yes, they are. They're better than you thought they were. First impressions matter! Exclamation point. The next question, of course, before we launch into where you can get Danny and the Corporate Ladder, is a question of flying snapping turtles. Who makes harnesses for snapping turtles? That's a big question. And then on the other side of that question, the who makes the harness for a snapping turtle, one has to ask, why would you put a harness on a snapping turtle? Anyway, life being what it is, Danny and the Corporate Ladder is now available as an ebook, an audiobook, and a paperback. So that means anywhere you go to get any of those types of books, you can get Danny and the Corporate Ladder. So today, I'm, as always, publishing an article on LinkedIn. Not a huge article talking about the concept of what if. Many years ago as a consultant, I learned very quickly to embrace the question why. Why is a different question. And many years ago, I took a class from a wonderful instructor. He was a very brilliant human being, and he shared something, and it was one of the greatest lines that I'd ever heard. And the line basically was, why drives what and how. What you do and how you do it is driven by why you're doing it. The more I thought about it and the more I've kind of carried that with me for all these years, I've come to realize that why is critical, right? You got to have a why. There's no point in doing something if there is no why to that something, right? I mean, if you think about, you know, I'm going to go base jumping. Why are you going base jumping? Well, I'm an adrenaline junkie. I like the rush of doing that. Okay, well, that's great, right? That's your why. And your why is perfectly legitimate, perfectly valid. You know, every why is always legitimate and valid. So it's okay to have your why, right? So when you think about IT problems, right, there's always a why. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this this way, right? But that why is really ultimately what drives the funding. And once you have the funding for an IT idea or IT project, you're more likely to get that project moved forward, right? So then you have the two concepts, right, of what and how. And lately with machine intelligence, I've been asking the what if question. I'm pretty sure the why is answered. I think the last three big reports that I saw from companies talking about how they were going to use machine intelligence is they were going to use them to improve automation and decrease the time it takes to produce goods. In other words, reduce the cost of goods sold, the COGS of the goods. And in so doing, machine intelligence would drive value. That's a why, right? Cost reduction is a why. It's not always the strongest why. It's not always the weakest why. It is definitely a why that I'm hearing a lot from a lot of companies about machine intelligence. We are going to use machine intelligence to reduce the cost of what it is that we produce as an organization. So it's an interesting question, and that's why I've been asking the what if question, right? So as I said earlier, why drives what and how? So since we know why drives what and how, based on what I was told in that class many years ago, or at least I know why drives what and how, what if now is where I'm sitting when it comes to machine intelligence. Not why, because I've got a why. Why is that automation to reduce the cost of goods sold, to reduce the cost of producing something. Now, look, I'm not advocating some of the things I'm also seeing, which is, you know, we're going to automate and reduce our workforce by a percentage, right? That is not what I'm going to personally argue for. I think at this point, you can do more with less, but you can also do more with what you have now, right? If you help and augment and automate what people are doing now, you're going to get more, right? And if you don't let go of the people, if you keep them, you're going to ultimately organizationally benefit. So my argument would be, you know, do more with even more, right? Or do even more with more, however you want to do it. Just because you can save 30% of your net budget doesn't mean you should cut people. It means you should take those people, redeploy them, and increase your net available profitability. Anyway, the questions, the what if for me is interesting. I saw the NVIDIA announcement last week, which was interesting. NVIDIA has built a product. They call it NIMS, N-I-M-S. So Nancy, Ignatius, Mary, Samuel. And this product, NIMS, is an AI hosting unit. It's a chip that can host the chatbot. It has, you know, the concept of processing for the chatbot, memory for the chatbot, but it's a single chip. And that single NIMS chip will allow the organization to deploy multiple iterations of their machine intelligence, right? So if you think about this, today, most systems that have embedded machine intelligence do so by having a connection, Wi-Fi or cellular. That connection then is utilized to integrate with the large language model remotely and act as a client server application, with the client being the ChatGPT or other chat device on the whatever it is you're talking to, and the component piece or the intelligence of it, you know, still being in the cloud far away, and you know, you got to traverse the network to get there. In this scenario with the NIMS product, you would actually have it local, right? It would actually be there. And I can see a number of short-term market iterations where the NIMS toolset will change the market. The first one, the one that interests me the most, I think, up front, is what if you use it for translation, right? So now you have a NIMS chip with a capable bot that can do speech to text and text to speech, which would allow you to then, you know, literally live capture using the NIMS chip and not the cell phone itself. So you could do it locally, right? I can use the NIMS chip locally, don't have to use my cell phone, don't have to consume the battery of my cell phone, and I can now, you know, do live translation of information provided to me by someone else, right? So kind of the concept of the Star Trek Universal Communicator. You know, Kirk used to tap the Federation logo on his chest and be able to understand any language regardless, right? Well, that's the machine intelligence we are talking about, literally being able to understand any language. Now, with a NIMS chip and an empowered chatbot system, you would be able to not have pre-selected the language, right? Today, you can do most of the voice translation stuff, and you can do it fairly well, but you have to pre-select the language. In this scenario, I mean the NIMS chip, would be listening in, and it would hear the the first few phrases the person speaks, and it would know immediately what language it was, and therefore be able to translate that and provide you with information about it and information about the translation of that, right? So it could also do, you know, integration with the cell phone's camera, and using computer vision could also, you know, interpret written text or written signs, whatever you wanted to interpret. So, you know, the power of this NIMS chip is pretty amazing, right? There's a lot of cool things that it may or may not be able to bring. Now, I will be, you know, kind of Debbie Downer, as it were. I don't know why. Debbie Downer is such a sexist term. I'm not sure why. I'm going to stop using it. It's really sexist because it, you know, somebody can be a downer, but you got Dave the downer and Debbie the downer and so on and so forth. Anyway, the reality being this NIMS chip today has been announced, but nobody else has announced that they're going to utilize it, right? That they're going to build chatbots to that NIMS specification. So I did want to, you know, kind of end that segment with kind of the clarification of, yes, it exists. Yes, it's really cool. No, it's not currently planned to be a component of some of the offerings that are out there today. So, you know, just be aware of the reality of what we are talking about. You know, that reality being, of course, that it's been announced. It hasn't really hit the market yet. So we'll have to see where that goes or what happens next with that. The other thing, I took my usual long weekend walk. We only walked on Sunday this week. We did not walk Saturday for a long walk. We took our walk, but it was a very short walk, all things considered, on Saturday because it was raining all day. So we walked between the rainstorms. And on Sunday, Puck and I walked down to the Big Lake. He calls it Gitchigumi and keeps looking for the wigwam of Nokomis. I'm not quite sure what he's talking about, but... anyway, we were walking down to the Big Lake, and Puck was quite happy. He loved that walk because it's, you know, it's in the woods, and it's quiet, and it's peaceful. But anyway, as we were coming around a corner, he actually saw a bunch of deer, and, you know, he didn't chase after them or try to catch them or do anything like that. It was hilarious. He just kind of looked at them and then kind of, I don't know, you know, put his head down and kept going. So it was kind of interesting. Anyway... my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.